continue along the thread of baptism as we renew our baptismal vows. And I invite you to take this opportunity to renew yours using the words that will be familiar to so many of us. We're not at the font in church, but a small ceramic bowl to be filled with water and blessed will suffice. So as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, we remember that through the Paschal mystery we have died and been buried with him in baptism, so that we may rise with him to new life within the family of his church. Now that we have completed our observance of Lent, we renew the promises made at our baptism, affirming our allegiance to Christ and our rejection of all that is evil. Therefore I ask you all, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God? I reject them. Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil? I renounce them. Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbour? I repent of them. Do you turn to Christ as Saviour? I turn to Christ. Do you submit to Christ as Lord? I submit to Christ. Do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? I come to Christ. Praise God, who made heaven and earth, who keeps his promises forever. Let's give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, was baptized in the River Jordan, we thank you for the gift of water to cleanse us and to revive us. We thank you that through the waters of the Red Sea you led your people out of slavery to freedom in the Promised Land. We thank you that through the deep waters of death you brought your Son and raised him to life in triumph. Bless this water, that your servants who are washed in it may be one with Christ in his death and in his resurrection, to be cleansed and delivered from all sin. Send your Holy Spirit upon them, and bring them to new birth in the household of faith, and rise them with Christ to the full and eternal life. For all might, majesty, authority and power are yours, now and forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith, with all who have been baptized in your name. Keep us faithful to our baptism, and so make us ready for that day when the whole of creation will be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. In joy and hope, let us pray to the Father, that our risen Saviour may fill us with the joy of the glorious and life-giving resurrection. And so we pray to him now. Father, by the victory of your Son, give light to the world. Father, we thank you that by baptism you've raised these, your children, with Christ to new life in the Spirit. Guide and protect them with your grace, that they may follow you all their days and grow in knowledge and love of you. Father, by the victory of your Son, give light to the world. May Christ, who conquered sin and death, keep his whole church faithful to his gospel. Help us always to hold fast to truth and to walk in the way of life. Father, by the victory of your Son, give light to the world. May the Holy Spirit fill the hearts and minds of all nations to unite the world in peace and love. By your healing power, restore all that is broken and unite us with you, our God and Father. Father, by the victory of your Son, give light to the world. And we pray now for all who are affected by coronavirus, through illness, including our own Prime Minister, and any others known to us more locally or within our families. Remember all those who've fallen sick by putting themselves in harm's way to serve us, such as doctors and nurses and care workers. We pray for those affected by virtue of isolation or by anxiety. And we pray that they may all find relief or recovery. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We place into your guiding hands those who are leading our nation at this time, those who are acting on behalf of the Prime Minister, those who are advising government ministers, those who are taking leadership locally and amongst all the government organisations and other organisations seeking to help us. And we pray that, inspired by your Spirit, they may make wise decisions. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Wise God and source of all goodness, sustain and inspire all doctors, nurses and medical researchers, that despite their exhaustion, through their care, skill and insights, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Loving Father, bring to the vulnerable and the fearful, the gravely ill and the dying, your comfort and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Now we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. And we say together, Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're not standing, may I invite you to stand just for a moment at least. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, Peace be with you. Shalom. And they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, the peace of the risen Christ be always with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our hymn at the offertory is Jesus, Prince and Saviour, to that well-known hymn tune of St. Gertrude, better known as Onward Christian Soldiers. Lord of life, with unbounded joy we offer you our sacrifice of praise. As we are fed with the bread of heaven, may we know your resurrection power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, almighty and eternal Father, and in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise, and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels, and all the powers of all creation, sing forever the hymn of your glory. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be for us his body and his blood. For in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." To you be glory and praise forever. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." To you be glory and praise forever. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for the coming of your kingdom. And with this bread and this cup, we make a memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. To you be glory and praise for ever. Through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. If you're not already seated, please feel free to sit or indeed to kneel. So as our Saviour taught us, so we are bold to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Lord, our hearts hunger for you. Give us this bread always. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for me. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for me. Amen. The body and blood of Christ broken and shed for you. Amen. Our post-communion hymn is the Day of Resurrection. Let us pray. God of life, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And please join me in saying, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The God of peace, who brought you again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and all those that you love, all of those for whom you pray, both present and departed, this Eastertide and always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Our final hymn is, of course, Thine be the glory. And have those bells ready again for the final verse, if you will.